All right, I'll start off. I got one of the zookeepers. I got one of the garbage man puller. I got the animal pooping picker upper.
Look, I
don't Xavier Mac, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know who he was talking about, but this is Xavier Mac in the building, man.
I only get better, I only make moves, and I'm a dipped owl, but I never quite lose. If we head south, never down with the blues. I'm too bright for that hue.
Hashtag goals.
What's up? This is Hashtag Goals, the Millennials Podcast.
Yes, we're giving you the guide to life. All the mistakes we made, we're helping you to not make those.
Let me go ahead and do my intro. Welcome back to another edition, a special edition of Hashtag Goals, the podcast. Today, we do not have Kenyo as a host. We did have him as a guest. But I have my boy, one of the hottest in the city, hot boy, Prince Ivy.
You did, TLE.
And we are interviewing none other than Xavier Mack.
My boss.
Brother?
My boss.
This is the CEO of TLE, I gotta say, but I ain't bossy though.
It's a team.
I'm a boss, but I ain't bossy.
We need to get some shirts made like this.
Look, I'm a boss, but I ain't bossy.
Look, cause I ain't got time to share. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but with the flow, you get kicked out of this place.
My nigga Ivy is one of the original TLE members. Me and him. It been his cuz Tony Prince LaRulli. We started this shit off with just a word and some work.
We just met recently. We've known each other for a couple months now. We're getting familiar. Mm-hmm. You come ate at my house. But tell us about how y'all established as TOE, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How y'all established that. Tell us how y'all did the grassroots, how y'all established that.
It kind of started off a little difficult because it was a lot more than us. Like right now, the roots. Listen, this started off with the members of TLE. TLE consists of me, Xavier Mack, Prince Ivy, and we're the artists / CEO and president.
Yeah.
And then we got a couple of producers and artists as well. Warfare the King, Prince the Ruler, and then we just added on Ote. She's one of the dopest singers in San Antonio.
Ote, way better than Ote.
First of all, y'all need to chill because that's my little sister. I've been knowing this girl since she's 19 years old.
Hey, just know that.
She's also one of my artists, so I also vote for her. And
just know that she in Nationwide, TOE Nationwide, she's in the right hands and we on her side.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's in two hands then. She's in y'all hands and our hands, so we're going
it's a collaboration project. It's a collaboration project.
We can get to the top together.
But unfortunately, when the pesos come in after we done moan her, though, that's going to come down.
No, she is a very dope artist, so shout out to Tasia. She's grind, and she's got to that position where she was able to, quit her job and, focus on her music, so I'm very proud of her. So yeah, that's a good pickup, and it's also my artist, so chill. All right. But yeah, tell us some more about how y'all started and how y'all came together and being friends and being co-workers.
Well, basically, we just started off by just like I said, just a word. I ain't When we started TLE, it was the first time I really met Prince Ivy. I knew his cousin, Prince the Ruler. Mm-hmm. And then...
Everybody's called Prince
in the family? They princes, though. It's Kings they'll be.
Queens.
Yeah. But it's royalty. TLE itself is just royalty. That's what I see it as. That's why we got the crown. The crown and the chains of linking up is the biggest symbols of that.
This is off subject.
I know.
But for my wedding... My dream is royalty. Y'all
royalty?
Are
okay.
Okay.
Y'all are coming. But it's royalty. But
royalty?
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm telling you, royalty just means kings and queens and whatever you're doing. And it's that's what you should try to be. Don't never try to be the servant. Unless it's to God, to be real. Because I'm not trying to be a slave to nothing but God. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just that. But like I said, we just started this off with just a word and work, and that's the first time I met Ivy. He was really starting music itself. He's a big fan of music and all that, I could tell. But him starting the music is like a kind of like he was teaching me some stuff, and then at the same time I was teaching him the what I know when it came, because I was doing this for a while, producing myself, engineering myself, and mixing myself. So I put him on the game of all of that, and so and like in hopes of he'll develop it and be great and make his own style and make some
other. At what age did you start doing that?
I started off music when I was like 16, just rapping. I wasn't doing nothing, I was just doing nothing but freestyling and writing, and that's it. But I got into like the engineering when I really told myself I'm going to try to get my own studio, because that's where it's at. So I was like 19, 18, got my own studio, started cooking up my stuff. That's when I made that first, my first album I mixed and mastered myself. I always call it cooking.
It's dope music. So we cook it for the song.
So I made "Birth of a Hero." That's the song Kenyo was talking about. "Missions" is on there, and that's just "Birth of a Hero." The whole album itself is just for like to uplift the community and the kids. Really, like it was really for the generation under me and the people that just needed. Because it was motivational to me to keep going and keep doing my shit and grow with TLE. And then that's where we started, and then right there it just grew from there, and it was a lot of more people in the beginning, but it was just some of the homies that rapped too, and they just decided to do their own thing. It wasn't with the same vision, and it's understandable.
You don't need a huge circle when you're doing business like that, and I think that it's like somebody you can trust. So take us back to a younger Xavier Mack.
Xavier,
how has Xavier? Xavier. I'm saying Xavier.
I gotta say, you gotta be right.
I told her this like 2 weeks ago.
No, he has a friend named, what's his name? Aziz.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're talking about.
Aziz. And that's not his name. But I'm sorry. It's so like I'm just calling you Mac.
Yeah, that's why I said people just call me Mac, because it's easy to roll off the tongue.
So how was music influential for you growing up as a kid? Did you have influences in the house with your parents, or like how were you brought up? Like let's get like the background of you.
Well, if I tried to explain how I brought up, it'd be taking all day. But
give us the short version.
Please, no, the short version. One of the main influences for me being an artist was one of my stepbros a long time ago. My dad was married to one of his wives, and she had a son that rapped, and he put me on music, and I was like, dang, I'm getting cold at this. I'm all right at music, and then I was like. I was just like, at that time, I wasn't feeling myself too much, but like I gradually realized, like, damn, I'm getting colder and colder. So and then it turned me into a music head too. Like I'll look up other artists and see how like I had to be up to date with the music. I had to know what's new. I always put people at school on, like, you heard this, you heard that new Don Kennedy, you heard that Big Sean. Like, that's people ain't even.
I'll be happy as shit to go to school and be like, I heard that for real.
That's it. So that turned me into a music head. Like, people were sneakerheads and all that. And I told myself, like, if I wasn't going to rap, like, I always knew I was going to be somebody that would be into music some way. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's what made me build the label TLE, because I want to base it and build something for the city, San Antonio, because we don't have that. We don't have no label or nothing music-wise in San Antonio. So I'm telling the team, like, this is something that can be a big for the city itself.
Yeah.
So it's like it's something big right now. But right now I'm thinking for the team so we can grow up, keeping the circle a little small, so I can help everybody individually and develop all of us. Cause shoot, I still need to learn at the same time.
Yeah. No, we're all learning. We were talking about that earlier. We're all learning, growing, and the thing about being an artist is you're always in this growth type of phase. Like, you don't never see one artist just, like, stay. You never just see Kanye stay in one mode. Like, he's not graduation Kanye anymore. He's not that type of person. So I think that's dope. So basically, let's talk about what advice would you give to somebody else who wants to kind of do the same thing that you and Ivy are doing?
Well, basically, just stay humble. Don't be full of yourself. Like, Yeah. As a Leo, that's easy for me to be. Like,
oh, what's your birthday? I didn't even talk about this. What's your birthday?
August 13th.
I'm August
17th. Hey, see?
That's what, I think that's what we vibe.
I'm telling you, like, as a Leo, it's hard to be, it's hard to, like, not be a fully yourself and be overconfident, but it's like, I'm confident in myself.
God always humbles us. I feel like when you really are a Christian, like, God always humbles Leos. Let me tell you, I'm a story time. When I was in college, you know, I was like roommates with some of my best friends, and like I was just like the most unhumble person, and so anything like would just like set me off, and I just had like a bad, like not a bad attitude, but like just I didn't know how to navigate, you know, the stuff. Because when I went to college, I was like 17 or like I was a little bit younger than most people, and so you know, I had these roommates, and like one of them made me mad, and I'm not gonna tell y'all why she made me mad, cause y'all gonna laugh.
We need a good laugh.
Roast
We got in an argument over Michael Crabtree.
What? What is that, like an artist or somebody?
No, Michael Crabtree, the football player.
Oh, seriously.
We got an argument.
He looked at me when he played.
I got the better picture. Oh my god.
A lot of girls be bumping heads like that over dumb shit.
No, it wasn't even like we were competing. She was like, I don't know, it was just something weird. And so like I was living with these girls. I stopped talking to them for 3 months, and God had to humble me and show me like, you can't do that shit. Like, you're just being like
petty.
Disrespectful, like, type of human. Like, you need to work through your problems and learn how to communicate and be an effective person if you're gonna, like, you know, fill out my purpose that I have for you. So I had to be humble, and it was like lonely for me too, because I was just like, I see these girls in meetings, classes, and I just wouldn't speak to them. But I think that it's really cool that we've been talking about being humble, because it's very important that people understand that being humble really does get you closer to God. And I think that God gives you added blessings for just being humble and being obedient.
Like, really, like my upbringing made me like this way, because it's like I always like had just enough, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I had some fresh stuff and all that stuff, and I always had food and all that. I ain't gonna say I was broke and mama ain't fed me, because niggas rappers be like, man, well, my mama ain't had nothing in the fridge. Their mama must be offended as well.
Y'all have snap benefits.
I know. I had bread in that bitch.
Nah, it's like a syrup sandwich.
I had just enough, and that made me like be thankful, you know what I'm saying, to the Lord. It's like, because there's a lot of niggas out with a lot worse. So it's like, I'm thankful that what I got, and then my humbleness, I think the team and everybody, they see that. That's why they draw to me and they fuck with me. Because if they don't see that, and they feel like, damn, this nigga just too full of himself. He always come. If he too, like, too cocky, it's like, that's going to make people, like, draw them away from me. And they're not even going to want to fuck with that. So it's like, the way the team fucks with me and they trust my opinions and all that, I know that, they trust me enough to like know that they're in good hands and stuff.
How is y'all's business relationship? How do y'all flow together? What's y'all's like type of vibe when y'all are working together? Cause y'all are basically business partners.
Yeah.
How is the like relationship? How do y'all navigate and communicate with each other?
Hey, bro, what's up, bro?
Not on the phone, Ivy.
We got a show today. All right, I'll be there.
Like, you know how sometimes, you can get a little
slided. No, like, when we in the studio, because, like, I feel like me and Ivy, we kind of the same at a lot of points, like, to an extent on a lot of things, so it do often, like, not often, but, like, really, really subtle, like, really few. We don't really bump heads like that. We come to an agreement, but then when we do, like I said, we just talk about this and then come to an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never had a fucking raise my voice or he ever fucking say something or raise his voice. We never argue or nothing. We just, like, figure out an agreement to make that shit compromise to come. Like, but this is really, we almost, like, to the point where we always thinking, like, damn, like, ahead of each other and be like, yeah, I fuck with that. Like, that's a good-ass idea. Like,
that's real friends.
For real,
though. But I think that what's so cool, y'all, is because, like, y'all younger guys, and, I mean, I'm young, too.
Yeah, like your old.
I don't know why I keep saying that, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know, like, I kind of feel like, I don't know, I just think that y'all are, like, y'all both, I think I kind of vibe with both of y'all, because I feel like y'all have old souls. I think that y'all have that maturity. I don't know if it comes from, like, your parents or your grandmother or your upbringing, but I feel like y'all have like an older soul, so y'all like it's not like on some like, oh, I'm trying to smash all these hoes. Like you're really trying to like build an empire, and I think that God's gonna prosper y'all. And I think like when I saw y'all perform, that's the first time I saw y'all perform. I was excited for y'all. I was like hugging y'all. I was just excited because I was just like, this is what I want to see. Like, because I don't normally come out the house and I don't pay $20 at the door.
I appreciate that.
I don't pay $20 at the door, but like, I stay for y'all set because I believe in y'all, and I just think that like God's really gonna take y'all to where y'all need to be. And I think that it's good that we have this community of people that we can like talk to. Like, you can call me if you want to, you know, like, you know, I A&R stuff all the time, like, for people. So it's just like, I think it's really dope where y'all's headspace is at. But let's have some interesting questions. So I know y'all have some groupies.
No, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that one part. You was like, we got our hairs together, and we ain't out here trying to fuck these hoes and shit. Because Ivy be telling me, I be like, me, I'm chopping it up with everybody at the shows, and he be seeing me talk to like a little bitty and shit. He be like, oh, you just trying to fuck? I'm like, bro, I'm just.
I think you're just talking
it
because I think because like you're Leah like me, and I was telling him, I was like, if I could pick a little brother. I have a little brother, but
I think I met him. He rapped too, right?
Yeah, my brother's he's a choppy artist.
If I could have a brother.
I have two brothers. But the thing is, like, I always, like, for you, I kind of gravitate towards you because you kind of remind me of, like, somebody who's been, like, I have a little brother. But the thing is, I think that y'all have this, just, like, this just dope vibe that people can just, like, you know, really... I don't let people in my house.
And it was good.
So if you were in my house and I cooked for you, that means I fuck with you. So that's interesting. So has there been any like weird groupie situations where like girls were like,
You know what we do have one.
It wasn't a groupie, but it was like some shit with this bitch.
Okay,
so like,
y'all gotta tell a story.
She stopped us at the show, bro, and she was like,
For both y'all?
Yeah, cause we was leaving the show, and then
she trying to get a train.
It wasn't going to get accepted.
He said it wasn't going
to
get accepted.
Railroad closed.
Yeah, for real.
She was like, train is broken.
For real.
Nah, we were dipping. It was late. We already performed. So we were like, shit, that's dead, bro. Fucking, I'm ready for that blunt. I'm ready to go to home. I'm ready to sleep.
Yeah.
But she was like, stay for my sin. We stayed for you, nigga.
And she was yelling at this nigga.
Really?
Yeah. She
yeah.
Like,
stay
for me. Listen to me. Come on.
Maybe our second show there, she was screaming at this nigga. Stay, that motherfucker.
I was like, and look, I be recording on this TMZ World Star shit. And I gotta keep my composure. I'm not gonna let nobody get me on my character. Especially
that's dope, though. That's good that you realize that you don't let people get out of your kick. Because I've done that before. I'm just like, why am I even gonna, like...
I mean, what I hit her with that video?
He's like, shit. He's like,
See you at the next show. And I did. And she ain't remember nothing. She drunk as.
Oh, yeah. She was really drunk. Because she would have got a whole fist to her face.
Talking about, out of line.
Stay, nigga.
That's not cool. So,
like me though, I just be networking with everybody. Like when it's female artists or just females just there at the shows, I'm networking. Like me, I tell everybody I don't want nothing more than I want a family, wife and all that, of course, wife, kids, pick a big house and all that, but I want this music to succeed more than anything, you know.
And the business to succeed.
The business is the music. Like, that's one part of the business.
I'm saying y'all can launch merch. Y'all can do a bunch of different things, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a crazy situation. So how do y'all deal with females? Because y'all are young, attractive young men. So how do y'all deal with females? What's y'all's mindset? We'll go with Mac, and then we'll have Ivy. Because Ivy's looking like he's...
No, I'm just thinking about something.
All right, Mac, how do you deal with females right now? Like, at your age, like, how do you feel about, like, you know, like... getting involved with
that
female.
I treat
them
like royalty.
Nah, I'm Xavier Mac. Emphasis on Mac. But, man, I play cool and shit. Like, with me, I don't try to force that. Like, right now, my career is my main focus and my team and my family. But if a girl's gonna come and knock that off, or she gonna either help me build that, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that's not the case with a woman, then I just ain't fucking with it. It's just a quick little, then I'm dead.
Woman, not girl.
Mm-hmm. Instagram got your
bitch.
Instagram
got your bitch. Y'all seem that type of guy who deal with women, not girls.
Not girls. Well, of course.
So, what about you?
Some
of you said, bitty bad, I'll talk to her. If she not, I'm stiff on her.
Just the fuck.
You're telling me now. Are you going to take a picture of it?
It's that simple.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm off the market, ladies.
I'm off the market. Oh, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I got to be authentic.
How long have you been a girlfriend?
Hey, that's the wave, y'all. Yeah. Look, young niggas, remember it. Get you a real one.
I think about maybe 2 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
Hi, Foxy.
Okay.
Hi, Foxy. That's a personal show down here.
Yeah, bring her a look. Did she come to the shows?
No.
No.
She
said no. Nah, she don't fuck with music like that.
Yeah,
nah.
She fuck with me. That's it. That's
yeah,
all I need to
that's
know.
That's it. That's all. Yeah.
Nah, but that's like
and she in school.
She got stuff to do. She had homework.
No, I ain't gonna lie. Ivy be he be making me lead by example on some shit when it comes to his relationship, because black men don't cheat. Just know that.
Okay, Charlamagne.
Very tempting.
Nah, it's very tempting.
But
true.
But yeah,
shit.
No, but what he said, I'm with it though, because I've been fucking with a lot of women, but I always had the same approach, even in relationship I'm in now. I just take everything slow, let it flow, don't question, because that's the easiest process.
Do you feel that she ever gets, like, maybe, like, jealous? Because here's the thing about women. Because I'm the only woman here. I'm the Angela Yee of this right now.
Yeah, but
you know, the thing about
lip service.
It's like, yeah, it's lip service. It's like, you know, girls, I don't know what it is about women. Like, when they see people on stage or people in positions of power, to them, that's sexy. Like, they like that, right? So does your girlfriend ever get, like, mad or upset?
You about to bring it to the show, I'm telling you.
I told you.
No, because we was going hard, you know what I'm saying? So that means
right. You, dude.
Like, she gonna get wet recording.
Hell yeah.
Zoom, 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 zoom.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not.
Like you said,
dude.
Yeah, like what you saying. I agree.
Do you get, like, in arguments with her about, like,
Oh, no, we're breaking up.
y'all get slid in DMs?
Oh, hell, we're breaking up.
I'm saying you're like, no one's sliding in y'all's DMs.
Oh, my DMs? Oh.
Sometimes.
Shit, they don't see me. And when I'm popping, that's when they're going to be sliding. When I'm at the baby level, but right now,
he basically dry.
I'm dry.
Let's just call it spade a spade.
Let's call it desert. Let's call it Sahara. Sahara.
Okay, so this has been so dope. I love talking with y'all. I love hanging out with y'all. So what's next for y'all? Like, what for y'all sound, or what do y'all have?
I have a EP that's gonna be dropping. Either this month, we're just now in November or December.
What's the name of
10 songs. UMC 22. It's an interface. Oh, it's a computer interface.
What's up? It kind of reminds me of when Childish Gambino did Because of the Internet. Because it was like such an interactive album. Yeah. I don't know if y'all listen to it, but I'm a big Gambino fan. But like, it was very, like, interactive album. What about you,
Matt? Fun fact, Childish Gambino is one of my biggest inspirations.
No, he is. I think that people don't realize, like...
He mastered entertainer.
Music-wise,
but entertainer-wise...
People were, like, dragging him, like when he was like lower, like even when he was first starting out, they didn't like it. I liked it. I liked the Adele feature. He did a cover of an Adele song. And
oh,
I was
he
like,
sung it, right?
Yeah.
Sing it? I think I heard it.
Yeah, and it's really, really dope. I love Gambino, and actually, like, I like his interviews because I think that he talks about a lot of stuff that we, as like just like friends, don't talk about.
You know he don't take baths.
Hmm?
You know he don't take baths.
Who said that? Himself.
Himself.
I know some people in San Antonio that don't take baths.
Oh, take a bath. I take a shower.
Charlamagne was roasting that.
I don't take baths. I take showers.
You have something to say?
You got something to say? I'm right here.
You just came over here and drank my drink.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, but like I saw an interview with him. I forgot who, I don't know if he was a British radio artist or whatever, but he was talking about how it's so different from like our parents' generation to us, because like for them it's like, okay, go to school, go to college, get married, have kids, white picket fence. And for us, that's not our reality. It's just not anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course you can want those things, but our reality is adjusted.
I feel like that's small-minded. When you want that, just that, that's small-minded.
That is small. Yeah,
and that's
people, small-minded.
And that's like, and that's not wrong, but it's like at the same time, there's two different people. There's business owners and entrepreneurs, and there's workers.
Yeah. And that's called a slavery mindset too. When you just white picket fence, like what the government, what they want you to. What they're trying to set you up, what you think you need to be, like white family, white picket fence.
Yeah, like,
this is a slave mentality.
Like, you gotta do this, this, and that. And I'm just like, and like, he talked a lot about like, that's just like not our like reality. And it's just not. Like, the way that we do things are just different. The way I do, getting married, the way I'm getting married is just different. Mm-hmm. Like, and I feel like I don't have to like, conform to like what my parents did or what my grandma did or whatever. I think that as we grow older, like relationships develop different ways and we can't judge other people. But right.
I read one thing though, they said our parents set the bar for us too, because they're doing so good that it makes us be like, damn, we want to be way better than that. Right. We want to do better than that.
Oh yeah.
So our parents set the, like our grandparents, they was at the point where they was like, damn, they had the. They were just living check to check and trying to survive. But our parents now, it's like they're at that point where they got the two stories, they got the good houses and stuff. And then they're like, damn, I want that, but I want better though. It's like, because you already living that, so it's like, I want better than that.
At the same time, you've got to take care of your parents too. Like, at one point, it's going to switch where you're like, it's like,
can't send them to the east side no more.
I
think he's
taking care of his mom,
for real, my mama.
You know, with the money and everything like that. So we had to be like aware of that.
No, I was gonna say one thing. What you said, it was right. You said one of the things that you said. One of the things you said I was right was how people be fuck. Is that too much time? I forgot it. Fuck it. Damn. Is that too much time?
All I said was right.
No, you saying something else that was important, but it made me realize something. Damn, but fuck it.
We're talking about the way our parents.
Oh, I'm glad you. Okay, good. Somebody's paying attention. What our parents though, I was gonna say is I feel like you are right with that sense, because I feel like nowadays, like us, like back then, I hear stories about my dad and even their parents talking about, oh well, I can send you to my neighbor's house to watch you, and oh well, I can have my neighbor give you a whooping or. You know, a lot of their relatives or family, everything was so close together in their neighborhood. I didn't have that. You know what I'm saying? When I was growing up,
to walk the whole neighborhood.
You know what I'm saying? Or my dad's cool. I have multiple people I can just stay with down. You know what I'm saying? In my neighborhood, down the street, or to come help me if I need it. Besides my parents, it's like, no. If you don't got my parents, you gotta find your own way. And I feel like that's our generation right now. That's why we fiending so hard on social media,
And I'm prideful as fuck. Like, I want, real few people that help me is one of my pops, and then I accept his help because it's my pops. But anybody else, I just don't accept that. It's just a pride thing. It is. It's like
you just want to be like your own man.
I do. Mm-hmm. It's like I want to get my own and have my own.
I accept the Lord's help.
And I accept that. Like, I always feel like with me, if I got the Lord in me, that's all the
that's
work
all
I
really need.
And it's like, that's what, like, I don't know. I feel like that's that Leo pride, though, or that Whataburger pride. I don't know.
You ain't saying
no, because we love Whataburger down in the South.
That, that is a Leo type. That's why I had to break out of it. And I really had to ask God to, like, really remove that from me. Because, like, I went 3 months, and, like, these girls, I'm living with them. Wouldn't speak to them. Yeah. And I was so prideful.
A whole 3 months living with somebody and not speaking to them?
I was the same organization, same classes, and I was just like,
Look, and to be real, like, as a Leo, this surprises me too, but I'm a nigga that come out, put my pride aside and apologize, either to my girl or to my homies, because I remember one time, I did come at Prince, let me scratch that, I remember I said, I never yelled at the nigga, I did kind of, like, raise my voice at the nigga one time about this, like, our set time, and we only had it.
Oh, yeah!
And I was like, damn, we didn't have enough, I was like, bro, we can't fit that song in there, you can't use another song or something. And you're like, no, I'm using this one, and I'm using this one. And I'm like, fuck, bro. And I'm like, I just talked to the host, like, the homie Shaker Fantasy. And I was like, look, bro, this it's gonna go a little bit over the set time, like, bear with us. But it's like, she real cool, and I'm like, and I know how to, like, communicate with people, so it's like, everything ended up alright. But it's like, I even said, like, my bad, my nigga, like. Again, we should even be doing that at the end of the day.
That's how you work that in.
As Leos, I think we do that. Like, we're very prideful, but then we're very empathetic in the way that we're just like, this is how I describe myself. Like, well, now I'm a lot more calmer. But, like, I used to just be, like, very prideful. Like, not even in a cocky way. It's just, like, I would just say stuff that just wasn't right. But then, like, when I had time to just sit with myself, I'm like, oh, I was wrong. And I admit when I'm wrong. And, like, now, like, I don't mind admitting when I'm wrong.
Because
this is
the
adult thing to do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think a lot of people just don't understand that. It's not a sign of weakness or, like, oh, I'm giving up. It's just, like, hey, from my conscience, from my, like, beliefs, like, I was wrong. I did wrong. Like, God put it in my spirit. I apologize, you know?
My nigga Prince, he called it simp, being a simp, but I've realized, like, I am a nice guy, though. I be like, I ain't the type to be mean or rude. Like, I can't be rude. Like, it's hard as fuck. I try. But it's like,
I'm surprised at some people at how rude they are. It was really funny because, like, the townhouse I live in right now, the property management lady was texting me something. She thinks I'm rude. And people, like, I don't know if they just think I'm just from the suburbs and I'm gonna pull up. So I was just like, I don't really like what you're saying. So I just pulled up. I didn't even tell her I was coming. I pulled up on her. And I told her, I was like, this is not how humans talk to each other. Mm. And I was like, that was like a turning point in my life. And this is just recently where I was just like, oh. I'm a fucking adult.
Yeah,
I'm an adult. This woman to her face, you don't talk to humans like that, you know? You have to have more respect for other people, and, like, you're not going to get anywhere with me like that. I'm just going to, like, make it a bigger issue. So I think that's so dope that y'all know that. But alrighty then, this has been a wonderful podcast. Our
for real.
Third one?
Back to back like Drake.
Yep, like we did with Meek Mill. So, Mac, tell us where we can find you at.
Well, on the social platforms, you can find me everywhere at Music by MAC. And then you can find me on Spotify, iTunes, all that at XAVIEN. Xavier Mac. At Spotify, iTunes, I just dropped the album like 3 months ago called Seven Lessons and Blessings, and I'm dropping one this month called Untold Lessons and Blessings. So, that shit, y'all gonna really vibe to those. So,
I'm excited about it. Okay, Prince, tell us, Ivy.
Ivy, again, all credentials. You can find me on all platforms, Spotify, YouTube, all that. You already know what it is. I'm co-host. I'm taking Kenyo's job. I'm better than you, Kenyo. You're going to hear this, and I'm better than you, Kenyo.
You just Kathy Lee, man. Y'all don't even know, but...
So me and this whole new album coming on the way, 10 songs. You got people that you, from the neighborhood, you're going to like it. UMC22.
Shout out Ote, shout out Warfare, shout out Prince the Ruler, shout out the homie
that's
Saker.
That's my cousin.
Shit, T.O.E.
We just saw him.
And for me, guys, y'all know it's Danny Vick on all social media platforms.
Danny V, I better fuck with
him. Shout out Danny. My nigga Kenya.
Shout out Kenya.
Shout out to Kenya. Thank you, Kenya, for coming through. Thank you, Matt. And we'll see y'all later.
Let's meet.
Thanks for listening. We hope that we touched you super well.
on some type of goal. Thank you for listening to the Hashtag Goals podcast hosted by me and Kenyo. If you have questions or you want your a goal to be like addressed, make sure you hit us on our Instagrams, Facebooks, and Twitters.
See ya.